This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Militias patrolled nearly deserted streets in Libya's capital a day after clashes killed more than 30 people and ended Tripoli's stretch of relative calm. The fighting broke out early Saturday and pitted militias loyal to the Tripoli-based government against other armed groups allied with a rival administration that has for months sought to be seated in the capital. Residents fear the fighting that capped a months-long political deadlock could explode into a wider war and a return to the early days of Libya's long-running conflict. Libya has plunged into chaos since a NATO-backed uprising toppled and killed longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The oil-rich country has for years been split between rival administrations, each backed by rogue militias and foreign governments. Russian artillery fired at Ukrainian towns across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant overnight, local officials said Sunday, adding to residents' anguish as reports of shelling around the plant fueled fears of a radiation disaster. Russia's defense ministry said there was more Ukrainian shelling of the plant over the past 24 hours, just a day after Moscow and Kyiv traded accusations of targeting Europe's biggest nuclear plant, which has prompted grave international concern. Captured by Russian troops in March but still run by Ukrainian staff, the complex on the southern front line of the war has been one of the major hotspots in the six-month-old conflict. The U.S. State Department said in a statement Sunday, Moscow did not want to acknowledge the grave radiological risk at the Zaporizhia plant. This is VOA News. Dutch police said Sunday six people were killed and seven others hurt after a truck ran off the top of a dike and plowed into a neighborhood barbecue. Police were questioning the Spanish registered driver of the lorry following the Saturday evening accident in a village 30 kilometers south of Rotterdam. Dutch King Willem Alexander said he was shocked, and Prime Minister Mark Rutte offered condolences over the terrible accident. Japan will use its place on the United Nations Security Council to push for an African seat on the top world body, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Sunday. Japan was among five countries elected in June to hold a non-permanent seat on the UN Security Council for 2023 and 2024. Kishida, speaking over live video from Tokyo after testing positive for COVID-19 days earlier, reiterated a pledge announced on Saturday to invest some $30 billion in Africa over the next 3 years. With the school year starting in the United States, school districts around the country are moving to ease teacher stress and burnout. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Some districts have or are planning to invest federal COVID relief money in teacher mental health, seeing it as a way to also improve the classroom environment, boost retention, and ultimately benefit the students themselves. The Atlanta School District launched a service with Emory University using federal funds to provide mental health services during school hours for struggling employees. A Delaware district hired two social and emotional learning coaches who work to address problems teachers are having in the classroom. And Houston, which started building calming rooms where students can go to decompress, is hoping to do the same for teachers. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. space agency NASA says its latest mission is ready for launch. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
NASA's new moon rocket remains on track for a Monday liftoff despite a series of lightning strikes at the launch pad. Officials said Sunday neither the rocket nor ground equipment suffered any damage. Five lightning strikes were confirmed Saturday, hitting the 600-foot tower surrounding the rocket at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. The 322-foot rocket is the most powerful ever built by NASA. It's poised to send an empty crew capsule into lunar orbit 50 years after NASA's Apollo program. Astronauts could return to the moon in a few years if this six-week test flight goes well. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And recapping our top story, militias patrolled nearly deserted streets in Libya's capital a day after clashes killed more than 30 people and ended Tripoli's stretch of relative calm. Fighting broke out early Saturday and pitted militias loyal to the Tripoli-based government against other armed groups.